KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Police in Red Oak early this morning arrested a Cass County man following a traffic stop. 38-year-old Chad Allen Sharp of Griswold was taken into custody just after 3 a.m. in the 1700 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak for driving while suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sharp was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. A call to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office early this morning about a person pounding on the door of a residence near Hamburg resulted in the arrest of a Shenandoah man. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies were notified around 2:45 a.m. about the incident that was taking place at 3027 300th Avenue. 24-year-old Stephen Thomas Shane of Shenandoah tried to hide from authorities when they arrived on the scene, but the K-9 unit was deployed and Shane was arrested a short time later without incident. He was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was charged with two counts of violating a protection order. Shane was being held in the Fremont County Jail without bond. An investigation into an incident at a residence in Brayton late Tuesday night resulted in two people being arrested. 43-year-old Jeffrey Allen White Sr. and 53-year-old Virginia Catherine Raisbrook, both of Brayton, were taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. after a 911 call was received whereby a woman said she was being attacked in her home located in the 700 block of County T in Brayton. White was charged with domestic abuse assault and possession of drug paraphernalia, while Raisbrook was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after making an appearance before a magistrate. The incident remains under investigation. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said Thursday that detectives with the Council Bluffs Department have completed the investigation into a carjacking incident that allegedly occurred on March 7th. Investigators have determined the alleged victim, 26-year-old Brittany Holtz of Council Bluffs, provided several false statements to police during interviews after the incident. Their investigation further revealed that Holtz knew the identity of the male party involved and that, in fact, no robbery had taken place. On Tuesday, Holtz voluntarily came to the Council Bluffs Police Station and was issued a criminal citation for reporting false information to police. The investigation into the incident is now closed as an unfounded report. A family altercation at a residence in Villisca Wednesday afternoon resulted in the arrest of 18-year-old Wyatt Deem Baldwin of Villisca. Baldwin was taken into custody at around 3:10 p.m. for domestic assault and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was held without bond pending a court appearance. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Mills County assessor escaped injury Monday when the vehicle she was driving went out of control on an icy road. The sheriff's office and 53-year-old Christina Govig of Red Oak was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 7:25 a.m. Monday and had started to cross the Highway 34 bridge just west of 295th Street when her 1997 Chevy went out of control on the ice-covered bridge service. The car struck the bridge, causing property damage, but there was no dollar amount of the damage to the vehicle or the bridge structure. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan reports the City of Atlantic will resume regular testing of its outdoor warning system today at noon. The sirens have traditionally been tested on Fridays from mid-March through November during the severe weather season. The regular siren activation is necessary to ensure proper operation of the system. The siren testing is occurring before the Iowa Severe Weather Awareness Week, which runs from March 27th through the 31st. On the 29th, the National Weather Service will conduct a statewide tornado drill that will occur between 10 and 11 a.m. on that date. Residents should remember that outdoor warning sirens are intended to alert persons who are involved with outdoor activities. There is no guarantee that they will hear an outdoor warning siren when it's activated. Persons indoors should not depend on outdoor warning sirens as their primary source of being warned. Atlantic residents will also be notified of the initial siren test through the Cass County Emergency Notification System, or ENS. If you'd like to register for that system, you can go to KJAN's homepage and look for the sign-up link. You could also, when you sign up, you can enter your cell phone, email, or pager number, city, and zip code. There are also links located on the Cass County homepage. The links to which is under the same story on our news page and the Cass County EMA's Facebook page. And if you should need further assistance, contact Mike Kennan at 243-1500. In the funeral announcements, Earl Baudler, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Earl Baudler will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Frank J. Smith, age 92, of Brayton, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Frank Smith will be held today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Ingrid Hemmingson, age 76, of Atlantic, died February 18th in California. Memorial services for Ingrid Hemmingson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lyle Larson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Larson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Craig Wheeler, age 66, of Exira, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Craig Wheeler will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Ruth Ridge, age 100, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruth Ridge will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Ralph Riggs, age 87, of Atlantic, died March 11th. Funeral services for Ralph Riggs will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Funeral arrangements have been made by the family and the church. Richard Dick Cook, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Dick Cook will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Anthony Antman Jessen, age 23, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Anthony Jessen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Susan Newman, age 44, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and private family services for Susan Newman will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.